Dr. Pinsky dictating, a female IME. I'm Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Olive, O-L-I-V-E. Allison Olive is a 40-year-old woman who reports she sustained numerous bodily injuries while performing her occupational duties. Apparently, she believes she injured her neck, feet, back, arms, and hands, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She did have further evaluation, but is unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. More specifically, she says the onset was a few years ago with pain in her hands when it rained. Apparently, she saw the union doctor who prescribed some cream. Apparently, she saw a chiropractor for her neck. Apparently, she also had an injection in her foot before COVID. Period. She was out of work for COVID-19 from March through September of 2020. Apparently, she was then out in November 2020 for another 2 to 3 months. Period. About 2 months ago, she did have injections into her feet without improvement. Period. She did feel better when she was out of work. Period. She did walk on the beach. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Olive alleges, from 1/1/19 through the present, repetitive bending, pushing, carrying, twisting, pulling, lifting, standing, and all job duties as a cocktail server result in permanent injuries to her back, neck, both hands, and both feet. Period. She supplied answers to occupational interrogatories. Scratch that. She was sent occupational interrogatories, but did not respond to them. Period. Medical records show on 1/14/20, she was seen at Unite Here Health by Dr. Williams. Period. She complained of cough, nasal congestion, and sore throat for the last 3 days. Period. She was prescribed azithromycin, Bromfed, Flonase, allergy, prednisone, and Pro-Air. Period. Her diagnosis was acute respiratory infection. Period. There was no indication of orthopedic injuries or symptoms. Period. She continued to be seen in this group over the ensuing months. Period. She was treated for general medical ailments, including anxiety. On a visit of 2/8/21, she called to discuss venlafaxine, which is currently at 75 milligrams. Apparently, she reports she gets drunk very easily if she has taken her medication that day. Apparently, her appetite has also decreased, and she's only eating once per day. Apparently, at night, she is having trouble sleeping because she has, quote, a lot going on in her life right now. Period. End quote. Over this span of time, she discussed COVID-19 and had telehealth visits to address that. Period. She also was diagnosed with hypothyroidism and iron deficiency anemia on 5/13/20. Period. On 1/14/20, wait, scratch that. On 9/13/21, they listed her numerous medications that also included Voltaren topical gel and Trazodone. Period. the specific diagnosis for which the gel was prescribed was not listed. Period. Ms. Olive continued to be seen here through 12/15/21. Period. Her medications remain the same. Period. She presented on this day to discuss a nicotine patch. Apparently she smoked half a pack of cigarettes on average for the last 25 years. Period. New paragraph. On 127/22, she underwent x-rays of the entire spine at the referral of chiropractor Dr. Moken, M-O-K-E-N. Period. The cervical spine was an unremarkable study. Period. There were a few mild degenerative changes in the lower thoracic region along with a thoracolumbar scoliosis. Period. The lumbar spine study was read as unremarkable. Period. She did have laboratory studies done on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. At the referral of Dr. Taquer, T-A-U-Q-E-E-R, she had x-rays of both hands done on 8/17/20. Period. The indicated history was, quote, pain in hands with burning in arms. Period. End quote. These were unremarkable radiographic appearance of the hands and wrists. Period. New paragraph on 121/22, she was seen by Dr. Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-G-H-N, complaining of neck, upper, lower, back, and shoulder pain. Period. She also has numbness in her hands and feet. Period. The pain came on gradually over the years from serving for an occupation. Period. Her pain is the worst mid-shift when she is serving. Period. In an effort to decrease the symptoms, she foam rolls at home. Period. This decreases her pain slightly and temporarily. Period. She has 4 headaches per week that last for several hours. Period. She also has bilateral shoulder pain. Period. She had been seeing a chiropractor in Brigantine last year for similar symptoms. Period. She then was referred for x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine that appear to be the ones I just dictated. Chiropractor Dr. Callahan listed numerous diagnoses, including segmental dysfunction of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, sacral region, and pelvic region. Period. She also diagnosed cervical and lumbar radiculopathy, comma, shoulder pain, comma, and headache. Period. She was administered passive physical therapy modalities and chiropractic manipulation through 4/22/22, period. The diagnoses remain the same, period. She specifically requested MRI studies of the cervical and lumbar spine to rule out herniated nucleus pulposus. Period. However, I'm not in receipt of the reports to confirm they were completed. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show on 9/23/13, Ms. Olive had x-rays of the cervical spine given a history of pain. Period. This was read as unremarkable. Period. On 9/24/13, she was seen in the emergency room after a motor vehicle collision. Period. She complained of, quote, pain all over, period, end quote. She underwent cervical spine x-rays and was prescribed Flexeril and Motrin, given a diagnosis of cervical sprain and motor vehicle collision, period. She reported being the restrained driver riding in a car that was rear-ended, period. On 9/23/13, she had cervical spine x-rays that were read as unremarkable. Period, she was treated and released from the emergency room. Period. However, she followed up on 10/9/13 when she was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. Period, she was prescribed Motrin and advised to follow up with a neurologist as needed. Period. She reported being involved in a motor vehicle accident 2 weeks earlier and started with a headache. Period. She did not offer any musculoskeletal complaints, nor any abnormalities of this system identified. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She focused on her subjective complaints. Period. She had a tan and looked fit. Period. She complained of constant severe pain, but was in no acute distress. Period. She was pleasant and joking. Period. In parentheses, per TP, she might have fibromyalgia syndrome or malingering. Period. Extremities upper. It was normal. Hands, wrists, elbows. She had a knife-like sensation with palpation of the left lateral epicondyle, but Tinel's there was negative. Period. With Tinel's maneuver on the right, she also had a knife-like sensation, but was negative on the left. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Extremities lower. During manual muscle testing of the left quadriceps, she complained of tenderness in her shin. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 without discomfort. Period. There was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation of the lower extremities. Feet and ankles, she had positive Tinel signs on the sole of each foot. Period. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Extension was full to 60 degrees with complaints of tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees with discomfort. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without pain. Period. There was non-reproducible tenderness palpation at the right shin and left anterior superior iliac spine. Period. Impressions, Alice and Olive alleges her routine job tasks from 1/1/19 through the present caused permanent injuries throughout virtually her entire body. Period. She currently describes she worked as a beverage server on a part-time basis since May of 2009. Period. She works 6 hours per day, 4 to 5 days per week. Period. She alternates on call versus working a steady schedule. Period. She did relate that occasionally she missed days of work secondary to symptoms in her feet. Period. She did seek treatment with a chiropractor at one point and briefly received treatment. Period. She had x-rays that were unremarkable. Period. She had been involved in a motor vehicle accident in 2013, resulting in widespread musculoskeletal symptoms. Period. She also has a history of anxiety for which she had been receiving treatment throughout. Period. She complains that she has pain in her right upper arm and cannot write for a long period of time. Period. Long driving causes tenderness in the forearm. Period. On a good day, her pain is 5/10, but constant. Period. She does wear kinesiology tape on her feet and insoles in her shoes. Period. She wore flat black shoes that she chooses on her own while at work. Period. She's also able to wear sneakers. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was non-focal. Period. There were no reproducible substantive orthopedic abnormalities. Period. new paragraph, there is a 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the back, comma, neck, comma, hands, comma, or feet. Period. In essence, her symptom complex is suggestive of fibromyalgia syndrome versus malingering. Period. End.